Richard Beck has been a long-time Warriors man. He too has ridden the ups and downs of a team that has been there, thereabouts before, and has faltered as well across the last 2.5 decades. He's a wonderful character too, and I thank him for joining us, one of the senior sports journalists of our land. And tonight's a really special night because we've got a sold-out sign, standing room only at Mount Smart Stadium, and or Go Media Mount Smart, as it's known now. Richard, thank you for joining us on today's program. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Good to talk to you, Dale.
Yeah, man.
Really, really pleased to be able to.
And we're buzzing, aren't we? The league fraternity really coming out in numbers to support the team. I'm not saying that they're only fair weather friends, because it's going to be rough weather tonight. But even so, the sold out signs are up there, eh, Richard? And, you know, the team's going really well. Could you just spare some time and give us a bit of an update of what's happening today? Obviously, because I'm calling the New South Wales Cup game and looking forward to that greatly. It's been a while since we've been at home base. But the top side's going so well, and hopefully can continue on with the momentum. Can we start with the younger guys and New South Wales Cup? They were leading the comp when I last called. They're not now. But even so, we've got a whole lot of really good talent in that young team. Can you just touch on them first before we talk about the top side?
Yeah, no trouble at all. And, yeah, look, talking about the fair weather friends, I guess some of them might not want wet butts tonight, so they may not turn up and take their seats, but if it's going to be as bad as the weather forecast says. But, and look, you know, the action starts at 5:30, gates open at 5 o'clock in the New South Wales Cup game between the One New Zealand Warriors and South Sydney Rabbitohs. Slade Griffin's done a tremendous job coaching our young side, we'll call it not our young side, but there are a lot of young players in there. And it is, you know, one of our levels in our pathways. Next year we'll have 5 levels, just given a bit of background here for the public how it works. Next year we're going to have 3 age group teams. We're going to have under-17s and the Harold Matthews Cup. These are renowned competitions in the New South Wales Rugby League. We'll have the SG Ball Cup, which we had this year, that's under-19s. The Jersey Flag Cup, which is under-21s. And then New South Wales Cup for your reserve grade and your NRL. So you've got this great pathway through from the youngest ages up to prospective NRL careers. So New South Wales Cup is really important for us in terms of you're further developing younger players, but also honing players, keeping players on track in terms of this team is coached in the same way that the NRL team is, the same structures, the plays, shapes and all those things that go into it. They want continuity. But it's an invidious task because if there are injuries, then Slade Griffin loses a lot of his more experienced players because they're needed for the top side. But if everyone's fit, and we haven't had that yet, but if they are fit, then obviously you can only have 17 players play for NRL and an 18th man and maybe 19th man have to be on hand as well. But after that, the rest of the squad's available to play New South Wales Cup. So tonight, at this stage, we've got quite a few players, particularly in the backs with NRL experience. We've got Tane Tuopiki, the boy who hails from down Kawhia way, south side of Kawhia Harbour in Taharoa. We've also got, he's at fullback, we've got Edward Corsi, who's come back and on the wing. He made his return from a knee injury last week and got the Man of the Match award. We've also got Viliami Vailia in the centres. Then we've got Ronald Volkman at halfback. So there's like a smattering of NRL experience there, not, you know, super numbers of games, but they have played at that level. Also, Moala Graham Tofa, who had very limited NRL exposure when he's at the Sydney Roosters, nothing more than a few minutes coming on the field as 18th man. And in the forwards, we don't really have any NRL experience other than returning on the bench as James Gavitt or Gavay, has had different pronunciations for his name in recent times. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience, played about 70-odd NRL games, played, you know, significantly for the Warriors in his time before going up to England. He brings a tough edge, and he's been missing for 3 weeks, so that's a pretty crucial element to have on the interchange there. And another guy with a lot of experience is Michael Seal, who was bound to start at hooker, came through our system, played for our under-20s, also played New South Wales Cup before he went north and played a fair bit of time in England in the Super League, and then later in Queensland Cup, more recently with North Devils over there, and he's come back home. He gives us, you know, seniority there. And another guy who's, you know, tough edge and has been around, has been in Canberra's system at one stage, came home and was playing rugby union back in Northland, name with a player with a great name, of course, is Kalani Going, who was a grandson of Brian Going, one of the three Going brothers who wreaked havoc back in the 70s. So they're the kind of the, let's say, the more experienced side of it, but there's a lot of, and there's Ben Farr at standoff, who's come out of Queensland Cup, who's a really handy player to have around. Then we've got a lot of our juniors, like Zion Mayu, who's in the front row, and he's played just about every game. He's done really well. He's one of our development contracted players. We've got Leka Halasima, who is still 17, has come out of our SG Ball Cup team, played a lot of New South Wales Cup this year, despite his youth, but obviously seen as a real chance. We would have had Dimitrix Fikula, who made his NRL debut this year, but he's out with a knee injury. Then we've got Jacob Laban, another one of our development contracted players. We'd also have Ali Laiatawa in there if we, if he didn't have a hamstring injury. He made his NRL debut against Canberra a few weeks ago. Laiatawa is a nephew of the great Ali Lawatiti, and that's why he has that moniker of Ali. Comes from his uncle. So look, there's a bit of a spread of some of the players in there. Setu Tu on the wing, who's been around New South Wales Cup level quite a bit. And we've got a smattering of other players who come out of the Auckland club scene. Some have had a background with us, like Isaiah Vangana, Joe Vangana's boy. He's played a lot in this team this year. He came through our under-20s. Then had a little bit of time off studying, but has come back into the game again. So he's been a consistent fixture in the team. It gives you an idea of some of the players that are there and the quality. It's just unfortunate that they've had a bit of a tough time recently with players being unavailable through NRL needs, through injury, a couple of suspensions, and particularly in the spine where they've been severely affected. You know, they would normally probably get Freddie Lussick back to play hooker tonight, but Freddie's been called onto the bench for the NRL side. If you get those players in place, like Freddie Lussick, Ronald Faulkman, Ben Farr, and then Tane Tuopiki at fullback, then you've got a really handy spine that would do you well. So, they've had a tough time. They've had one win and a draw in their last seven games since that game you called, Dale, when they beat the Roosters to go top of the table or stay top of the table. And it's just been a bit tougher going lately, but five of those games have been across the water, I would say. We've only played two at home in that time, so now they get a run of games at home. But
it's exciting.
A bit of a long-winded look at the team.
And I thank you for doing so. And, you know, I just want to acknowledge that, because a club moves with the depth available to it, and quite obviously some of these guys are really outstanding. I see the tab paid out anyone who wanted to back the Warriors to make the top eight. That seems a given now, so that was interesting across the week. But as we step into the top side, just before we do, I want to acknowledge, too, that to have five teams next year is really wonderful. It's remarkable, and the costs associated with that are significant. So it obviously is indicative of how the club is tracking, Richard. It is an exciting year, 2023. And when we look at the top side, it's not just the victories, but the way the victories have been coming, with grit and determination, a bit of sort of flamboyance out wide. And even the Neff notching up four last week was, I think all the Watanes around the land walked around with puffed out chests last week for our young fella on the wing. But everyone's talking about SJ, and hasn't it been wonderful to see him, you know, just in the mood? He's got confidence, he's enjoying his footy, and he's showing us the array of skills that he's accumulated across his illustrious career. We go into this game, no doubt, as favourites. South Sydney always tough, but I see that they've lost some significant personnel also. I know you don't want to get ahead of yourself, and nor do I, because, you know, sometimes we can falter, as was the case in Napier when we went down to the Baby Bronx. But even so, there's an air of confidence with the supporters and no doubt with the management at the club about what this team is capable of in 2023. What are you reading into our lineup and chances for tonight?
Yeah, well, I'm hesitant. It is South Sydney. They're certainly chastened. They've had a bit of an up-and-down run, and they had a terrible performance against North Queensland last weekend when they lost 31-6, which was, yeah, that's really embarrassing for the Rabbitohs. And they've had a few losses recently. They had a lot of big scalps earlier on and got themselves right up near the top of the competition. In fact, might even have been leading it for a week or two. And they knocked off some of the real powerful, the powerhouses of the competition. But they've come back a little bit recently. Obviously, it's critical for them not having Latrell Mitchell from an attacking standpoint and a presence. Don't know that he'd help their defence so much, but their defence is one thing they want to get right, and as every team does. And on form, they haven't done that, but they're well capable of it. And if people like Damien Cook, Cody Walker, then you've got Cameron Murray, if they start getting things happening, watch out, because they do attack so fast. They've got speed with their ball work, players in motion, and obviously Alex Johnston out on the wing is just a try-scoring freak who quite likely will blow away the NRL record for tries scored in history the way he's going. And, yeah, there's plenty to fear in their side, no doubt about it. And also, not that you place great store in history, because history is always there, not to be repeated, but to be broken. And we haven't beaten South Sydney at Mount Smart Stadium, Go Media Stadium, as we are now, since 2012. Now, there haven't been a lot of games since then, four or five, but the point is South Sydney's come here with no fear and taken the wins in that period. And clearly the number of games we've played has been minimised by the past 3 years with COVID as well. So, yeah, look, they don't have any fear about coming to South to Mount Smart as a club, not this particular side, but there are players in that team who have been here before and know what it's like to play. It's a little bit different this year, you'd have to say, because, yeah, we've had big crowds. We've been averaging across our first four home games at Go Media Stadium close to 22,000, which is a record for the first four home games of the season since 1995. Apart from 95, it's the best we've had, which is saying something about the appetite for this team. A lot of it is coming down to the team being back home. We saw a prelude to that last year, even though the team was having a tough time. We had great crowds for the four games that came back home. And this year you've got the added value of a new coach who's doing wonderful things, who's gelling the side, got a great staff under him, and we've got an enhanced roster, and that shouldn't be underestimated, the number of good players, very good players that have come on board and put some wins together. And as you mentioned, the type of performances they're putting together that are laden with grit, with determination, with heart, with soul, with passion, just total energy, and particularly on defence. That's making so much difference to everyone's attitude about the club as well, and accounts for why people are turning up in droves. And yeah, tonight has packed the corporate side of the operation. Was sold out the night of the Redcliffe game back in the start of the month. The stadium itself was sold out last Sunday. And, yeah, we've had commercial sellout for our previous games as well, but not this far in advance. So,
well, I tell you what, mate, it's going to be something special. I look forward to catching up with you a bit later, Richard. If anyone deserves a victory tonight, it's Richard Becht, who's been the media manager for the Warriors since they started in 1995, and he's been there for the ups, the downs, the rides, and the success can't come soon enough for a team that's really hitting its straps in 2023. You're a champion, and thanks for sharing some time and to caught it all with us today, Richard. And got our fingers crossed for success tonight, man. All the very best to you and to the Warriors in their head out against the Rabbitohs tonight.
Same to you, Dale, and enjoy the early game. sure it'll be some fun. I just hope the weather stays reasonably kind. If it doesn't, that's life, that's football. But it'd be nice to have a great night all round like we did for Redcliffe with the weather as well. So let's go out and enjoy it, and I know the place will be pumping.
Tēnā koe. Thanks, Richard. Thanks for taking our call on short notice.